Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Alan Lai, and this is the Cooking Corner here on Sight into Sound Radio. This week, we are focusing on summer side dishes. All the recipes are coming from the Food Network. The first recipe is courtesy of Tricia Yearwood. This is for broccoli salad. Takes about an hour and 15 minutes, including the chilling time, with a yield of 10 servings. Here are your ingredients. 8 ounces of bacon. Salt. 5 cups of small broccoli florets. 1 cup of mayonnaise. 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar. 1/3 cup chopped onion. 1/4 cup sugar. 3/4 of a cup of raisins, and 1/2 cup sunflower kernels. Here are your directions. Step 1. Cut the bacon into small pieces and cook over medium heat just until crisp. Drain on paper towels. Step 2. Bring a large saucepan of salted water to a boil. Add the broccoli and blanch until bright green and slightly softened, about 3 minutes. Drain well, run under cold water to stop the cooking, and drain again. Step 3. In a mixing bowl, combine the mayonnaise, vinegar, onion, sugar, and raisins. Add the broccoli and toss the coat with the dressing. Refrigerate for 1 hour. Step 4. Just before serving, fold in the sunflower kernels and the bacon pieces and serve immediately. Our next recipe comes from Tyler Florence. It's for roasted sweet potatoes with honey and cinnamon. It takes about 45 minutes with a yield of 4 servings. Here are your ingredients. 4 sweet potatoes, peeled and cut into 1-inch cubes. 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, plus more for drizzling potatoes after cook. 1/4 cup of honey. 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon. Salt and freshly ground black pepper. Here are your directions. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees. Step 2. Lay the sweet potatoes out in a single layer on a roasting tray. Drizzle the oil, honey, cinnamon, salt, and pepper over the potatoes. Roast for 25 to 30 minutes in the oven or until tender. Step 3. Take sweet potatoes out of the oven and transfer them to a serving platter. Drizzle with more extra virgin olive oil. The next recipe comes from Tyler Florence. This is for Mexican grilled corn. It takes about 25 minutes with a yield of 4 servings. Here are your ingredients. 4 ears of corn. 1/2 cup mayonnaise. 1 1/2 cups of sour cream. 1/4 cup freshly chopped cilantro leaves. 1 cup of freshly grated parmesan, 1 lime juiced, red chili powder to taste, and 2 limes cut into wedges for garnish. Here are your directions. Remove the husks of the corn, but leave the core attached at the end so you have something to hold on to. Grill the corn on a hot grill or cast iron griddle pan until slightly charred. Turn it so it gets cooked evenly all over. Mix the mayonnaise, sour cream, and cilantro together. Grate the parmesan in another bowl. While the corn is still warm, slather with the mayonnaise mix. Squeeze lime juice over the corn and shower with parmesan. Season with chili powder and serve with extra lime wedges. The next recipe is for tricolor orzo. This is courtesy of Giada De Laurentiis. It takes about 40 minutes with a yield of 4 to 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 pound of orzo pasta. 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, plus 1/4 cup. 2 cups of fresh arugula, about 3 ounces. 3/4 cup crumbled ricotta salata cheese, or feta. 1/2 cup dried cherries. 12 fresh basil leaves, torn. 1/4 cup toasted pine nuts. 3 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt. And 1 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. Here are your directions. Step 1. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil over high heat. Add the pasta and cook until tender but still firm to the bite, stirring occasionally about 8 to 10 minutes. Drain the pasta and put the pasta on a large cookie sheet. Drizzle the pasta with 3 tablespoons olive oil. Toss, spread out, and set aside to cool. Step 2. Once the orzo is cool, transfer to a large serving bowl. Add the remaining ingredients and toss gently to combine and serve. The next recipe comes from Guy Fieri. This is for black bean and corn salad. Takes about 11 minutes with a yield of 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. 4 ears of corn with the husks removed. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 1 cup diced red bell pepper. 3/4 cup diced red onion. 1/4 cup cider vinegar. 1 15-ounce can of black beans, rinsed and drained. 1 teaspoon of minced garlic. 1/2 cup snow peas, julienned. 1 teaspoon of sea salt. And 1 teaspoon of freshly cracked black pepper. Here are your directions. Step 1. Preheat the grill to medium. Step 2. Grill the corn until lightly charred, about 2 minutes, turning frequently. Transfer the corn to a cutting board and, using a serrated knife, remove the kernels. Set aside. Step 3. In a medium saute pan over medium-high heat, add the olive oil, then the red bell pepper and the red onion. Saute for 3 minutes, then add the vinegar, beans, and corn, and saute for 2 minutes. Stir in the garlic and the snow peas and saute for 1 minute more. Remove from the heat to a serving bowl and season with salt and pepper. Serve warm or cold. The next recipe is for fried green tomatoes. This comes from the Neelys. Takes about 30 minutes with a yield of 4 servings. Here are your ingredients. Oil. 4 green tomatoes cut into 1/4-inch rings. Kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper. 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour. 1 tablespoon of garlic powder. 4 eggs. 2 tablespoons of milk. 1 1/2 cups of panko breadcrumbs. A pinch of cayenne pepper. A pinch of paprika. And the buttermilk dipping sauce. Here are the ingredients for the dipping sauce. 1 cup apple cider. 1 tablespoon of brown sugar. 3/4 cup of buttermilk. 3/4 cup of mayonnaise. 2 tablespoons barbecue sauce. 1 lime juiced. 4 scallions sliced thin, kosher salt, and freshly ground black pepper. Here are your directions. Step 1. In a deep fryer, preheat oil to 350 degrees. Step 2. Season the tomatoes on both sides with salt and pepper. Place flour and garlic powder in a shallow dish. In another shallow dish, beat eggs with the milk. In another dish, mix breadcrumbs with cayenne and paprika. Dredge the tomatoes through the flour, then the eggs, and then through the breadcrumbs. Add only a few pieces to the fryer at a time so they can cook evenly, about 2 to 3 minutes. Drain on paper towels and serve with buttermilk dipping sauce. For the buttermilk dipping sauce, in a small saucepan over medium heat, combine the apple cider and brown sugar. Allow to reduce until thick and syrupy. Remove from heat and allow to cool. In step 4, in a medium bowl, add buttermilk, mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, and lime juice and whisk well. Add in the scallions and the apple cider mixture. Cover and refrigerate until ready to serve with your fried green tomatoes. Next recipe comes from Alton Brown. This is for sweet corn bread pudding. It takes about an hour and 20 minutes with a yield of 6 to 8 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1/2 of an onion, finely diced. 1 ounce of unsalted butter. 1/2 teaspoon thyme. 1/2 teaspoon rosemary. 1 15-ounce can of creamed style sweet corn. 1 cup heavy cream. 2 eggs. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1/2 cup yellow cornmeal, whole grain, stone ground. 1/2 cup shredded parmesan. 1 teaspoon of kosher salt. Ground black pepper. 2 cups of cubed French bread. Here are your directions. Step 1. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Step 2. Sweat the onions with butter and herbs in an oven-safe skillet until translucent. Step 3. Combine corn, cream, eggs, baking powder, cornmeal, parmesan, salt, and pepper in a large mixing bowl. Add cubed bread and fold to combine. Pour batter into skillet right on top of the onion mixture. Bake for 50 minutes or until set. Cool slightly before serving. The next recipe comes from Giada De Laurentiis. This is for stuffed mushrooms. Takes about 35 minutes with a yield of 28 mushrooms. Here are your ingredients. 1/2 cup Italian-style dried breadcrumbs. 1/2 cup grated pecorino romano. 2 garlic cloves, peeled and minced. 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh Italian parsley leaves. 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh mint leaves. Salt and freshly ground black pepper. 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil. And 28 large, roughly 2.5-inch diameter white mushrooms with stems removed. Here are your directions. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Step 2. Stir the breadcrumbs, pecorino romano, garlic, parsley, mint, salt, and pepper to taste, and 2 tablespoons olive oil in a medium bowl to blend. Step 3. Drizzle a heavy, large baking sheet with about 1 tablespoon of olive oil to coat. Spoon the filling into the mushroom cavities and arrange on the baking sheet, cavity side up. Drizzle remaining oil over the filling in each mushroom. Bake until the mushrooms are tender and the filling is heated through and golden on top. About 25 minutes. Serve. You're listening to The Cooking Corner on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. Our next recipe comes from Ina Garten. This is for roasted shrimp and orzo. It takes about an hour and 35 minutes with a yield of 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. Kosher salt. Good olive oil. 3/4 pound of orzo pasta, which is a rice-shaped pasta. 1/2 cup freshly squeezed lemon juice, about 3 lemons. Freshly ground black pepper. 2 pounds of 16 to 18 count shrimp, peeled and deveined. 1 cup of minced scallions, white and green parts. 1 cup chopped fresh dill. 1 cup chopped fresh flat leaf parsley. 1 hothouse cucumber, unpeeled, seeded, and medium diced. 1/2 cup small diced red onion, and 3/4 pound of good feta cheese, large diced. Here are your directions. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Step 2. Fill a large pot with water, add 1 tablespoon of salt and a splash of oil, and bring the water to a boil. Add the orzo and simmer for 9 to 11 minutes, stirring occasionally, until it's cooked al dente. Drain and pour into a large bowl. Whisk together the lemon juice, 1/2 cup olive oil, 2 teaspoons salt, and 1 teaspoon of pepper. Pour over the hot pasta and stir well. Step 3. Meanwhile, place the shrimp on a sheet pan, drizzle with olive oil, and sprinkle with salt and pepper. Toss to combine and spread out in a single layer. Roast for 5 to 6 minutes until the shrimp are cooked through. Be sure not to overcook it. Step 4. Add the shrimp to the orzo and then add the scallions, dill, parsley, cucumber, onion, 2 teaspoons salt, and 1 teaspoon pepper. Toss well. Add the feta and stir carefully. Set aside at room temperature for 1 hour to allow the flavors to blend or refrigerate overnight. If refrigerated, taste again for seasonings and bring back to room temperature before serving. The next recipe comes from Dave Lieberman. This is for a noodle kugel. It's K-U-G-E-L. Takes approximately 50 minutes with a yield of 6 to 8 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 half pound of wide kosher for Passover egg noodles. 1/2 stick butter, melted. 1 pound of cottage cheese. 2 cups sour cream. 1/2 cup sugar. 6 eggs. 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and 1/2 cup raisins. Here are your directions. Step 1. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees. Step 2. Boil the noodles in salted water for about 4 minutes. Strain the noodles from the water. In a large mixing bowl, combine noodles with remaining ingredients and pour into a greased approximately 9 by 13 baking dish. Step 3. Bake until custard is set and top is golden brown, about 30 to 45 minutes. The next recipe is from Tyler Florence, and this is for chicken cordon bleu. Takes about 45 minutes with a yield of 4 servings. Here are your ingredients. 4 chicken breasts, skinless, boneless. 4 thin slices of prosciutto di Parma, 1/2 pound of Gruyere cheese, grated, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper, 1 cup of panko breadcrumbs, 4 sprigs of fresh thyme, leaves only, 1 clove of garlic, peeled and finely minced, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, melted, 2 eggs, and extra virgin olive oil. Here are your directions. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Step 2. Lay the chicken breast between 2 pieces of plastic wrap. Using the flat side of a meat mallet, gently pound the chicken to 1/4 inch thickness. Remove the top sheet of plastic and lay 2 slices of prosciutto neatly over the top to cover the breast and sprinkle 1/4 of the cheese over the prosciutto. Tuck in the sides of the breast and roll up tight like a jelly roll inside the plastic wrap. Squeeze the log gently to seal and twist both ends tight to form a nice log. Repeat with remaining chicken. Step 3. Season the flour with salt and pepper. Mix the breadcrumbs with thyme, garlic, and kosher salt, pepper, and melted butter. The butter will help the crust brown. Beat together the eggs and season so the flour, the eggs, and the crumbs are all seasoned. Step 4. Remove the plastic wrap. Lightly dust the chicken with flour, dip in the egg mixture, and gently coat in the breadcrumbs. Lightly coat a baking pan with olive oil and carefully transfer the roulades onto it. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes until browned and cooked through. Step 5. Cut into pinwheels and serve on top of Brussels sprout hash with chicken juice and cranberry chutney if desired. Next, from Jeff Morrow, we have a recipe for peach bruschetta. Takes about 35 minutes with a yield of 12 to 15 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 French baguette, sliced 1/4 inch thick. 1/4 cup olive oil. 1 pound of large peaches cut into small dice. 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh basil. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 1/4 cup honey. 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, 1 teaspoon of hot sauce, plus more as desired, and 4 ounces of goat cheese. Here are your directions. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Step 2. Lay the baguette pieces in a single layer on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Brush both sides with 3 tablespoons of the olive oil and bake until golden brown, 15 to 18 minutes. Step 3. In a medium bowl, toss together the peaches, basil, salt, and remaining 1 tablespoon olive oil. Step 4. Whisk together the honey, vinegar, and hot sauce in a small bowl, adding more hot sauce to taste. Step 5. To build the bruschetta, start with a piece of baguette, spread with the goat cheese, spoon on some peaches, and top with the hot honey. The last recipe for today is courtesy of Rachel Ray. This is for Supreme Pizza Pasta Salad. Takes about 25 minutes and yields about 8 servings. Here are your ingredients. 2 plum tomatoes, seeded and chopped. 1/2 of a medium red onion, chopped. 8 fresh white button mushrooms, sliced. 1 small green bell pepper, seeded and chopped. 1 stick of pepperoni, casing removed and cut into a small dice. 1 pound ball of fresh mozzarella, or fresh smoked mozzarella, diced. 20 leaves of fresh basil, torn or thinly sliced. 1 pound of wagon wheel pasta cooked to al dente and cooled under cold water, then drained. For the dressing, 1 teaspoon of garlic salt, 1 teaspoon dried oregano leaves or Italian dried seasoning, 1 rounded tablespoon of tomato paste, 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, and 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil, freshly ground black pepper. Here are your directions. Combine the tomatoes, onion, mushrooms, peppers, pepperoni, mozzarella, basil, and pasta in a big bowl. Whisk garlic salt, oregano or Italian seasoning, tomato paste, and vinegar together. Stream in extra virgin olive oil while continuing to whisk the dressing. When the oil is incorporated, pour dressing over pasta salad, add a few grinds of black pepper to the bowl, then toss salad to coat evenly. Adjust your seasonings and serve salad. Leftovers make a great lunch or snack the next day. We've come to the end of our program. This has been the Cooking Corner. I'm Alan Lai, and this has been a production of Sight Into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.